A certain kind of religious mind cannot see the moral difference between killing a microscopic cluster of cells on the one hand and killing a full-grown doctor on the other. I've already quoted Randall Terry and Operation Rescue. Mark Juergensmeyer, in his chilling book Terror in the Mind of God, prints a photograph of the Reverend Michael Bray with his friend the Reverend Paul Hill, holding a banner reading, "Is it wrong to stop the murder of innocent babies?" Both look like nice, rather preppy young men, smiling engagingly, casually well-dressed, the very opposite of staring-eyed loonies. Yet they and their friends of the Army of God, AOG, made it their business to set fire to abortion clinics, and they have made no secret of their desire to kill doctors. On 29th of July 1994, Paul Hill took a shotgun and murdered Dr. John Britton and his bodyguard, James Barrett, outside Britton's clinic in Pensacola, Florida. He then gave himself up to the police, saying he had killed the doctor to prevent the future deaths of innocent babies. Michael Bray defends such actions articulately and with every appearance of high moral purpose, as I discovered when I interviewed him in a public park in Colorado Springs for my television documentary on religion. Before coming on to the abortion question, I got the measure of Bray's Bible-based morality by asking him some preliminary questions. I pointed out that biblical law condemns adulterers to death by stoning. I expected him to disavow this particular example as obviously beyond the pale, but he surprised me. He was happy to agree that after due process of law, adulterers should be executed. I then pointed out that Paul Hill, with Bray's full support, had not followed due process, but had taken the law into his own hands and killed a doctor. Bray defended his fellow clergyman's action in the same terms as he had when Juergensmeyer interviewed him, making a distinction between retributive killing, say of a retired doctor, and killing a practicing doctor as a means of preventing him from regularly killing babies. I then put it to him that, sincere though Paul Hill's beliefs no doubt were, society would descend into a terrible anarchy if everybody invoked personal conviction in order to take the law into their own hands, rather than abiding by the law of the land. Wasn't the right course to try to get the law changed democratically? Bray replied,
"Well, this is the problem when we don't have law that's really authentic law. When we have laws that are made up by people on the spot, capriciously, as we have seen in the case of the so-called law of abortion rights, that was imposed upon the people by judges."
We then got into an argument about the American Constitution and where laws come from. Bray's attitude to such matters turned out to be very reminiscent of those militant Muslims living in Britain who openly announced themselves as bound only by Islamic law, not by the democratically enacted laws of their adopted country.
In 2003, Paul Hill was executed for the murder of Dr. Britton and his bodyguard, saying he would do it again to save the unborn. Candidly looking forward to dying for his cause, he told a news conference,
"I believe the state, by executing me, will be making me a martyr."
Right-wing anti-abortionists protesting at his execution were joined in unholy alliance by left-wing opponents of the death penalty, who urged the governor of Florida, Jeb Bush, to stop the martyrdom of Paul Hill. They plausibly argued that the judicial killing of Hill would actually encourage more murders, the precise opposite of the deterrent effect that the death penalty is supposed to have. Hill himself smiled all the way to the execution chamber, saying,
"I expect a great reward in heaven. I am looking forward to glory."
And he suggested that others should take up his violent cause.